I see when I get bored, I make up my own movie.
You're listening to Distracted.
Pay attention to me, boy.
And Confused.
Are you not entertained?
Nope.
All right. Welcome back to Distracted and Confused. I am your co-host, Tim, and we are welcomed on by our co-host, Jordan. And we bring on, I would say, Vampire Patricia. I feel like everything you like mostly is the vampire stuff. Last time we talked. That seems fair. I don't know.
Or British.
British does, yes. Like, yeah,
sci-fi. That's true as well.
Yeah, so we welcome back Patricia, and we welcome on a new year as well. So happy new year to all, and we are starting to get ready for the new year.
Starting this podcast. Let's do
it. I'm trying to get my mind right. Yeah, we're happy new year. Our first discussion of the new year is going to be what we're looking forward to in the TV and movie realm. And yeah, so Jordan, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's pretty crazy that we've had podcast episodes in now four different calendar years. It's wild.
That is pretty impressive by us. So we'll give it a little
pat on the back. There we go.
Couple breaks here and there, but we've been with you for, I don't know if we ever done a full year in a row, like, you know, every week kind of thing, but
nope.
we come close.
I mean, what, this year we started in, we figured out last week was March. So I guess 13th. We missed 3 years.
Oh, yeah, we can do it.
Last year we quit in the middle of July.
That's fair. It's summertime. We're just trying to get ready and stuff. But I mean, now we have plenty of time to watch TV and movies. So Patricia, since last time we talked, are there any more British or vampire shows ready to go on your list?
Yes, of course. We started watching Killing Eve, which is not necessarily a new show, but there's new seasons, and I know it's still going. And I guess I was living under rocks. I didn't realize it was a Phoebe Waller-Bridge project, and I really like her Fleabag show, and so that motivated me to start watching it. And I'm like hooked on the first season right now, so it's pretty good. Not vampires or sci-fi, but it's a good thriller series that keeps you watching.
Yeah, it's got an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it can't be half bad. I don't know why I go off that sometimes. Whenever I don't know a show, I just go to that first. But I'm looking. It's Sandra Oh. Is that her name?
Yeah, I think she was from Grey's Anatomy, which I never watched. But she's a really good actress. And the person who plays the serial killer, Jody something, is really good actress as well. So this show is very new to me, but it takes off right away, like doesn't take any time to get started. And it's just very thrilling. It's very almost stressful to watch, but it's very good. Like we just finished watching one of the episodes before we started this podcast, and I'm a little bit stressed out right now, to be honest.
I do it with certain movies and TV shows sometimes when like a show or something, like it's like Catfish, it can be awkward the whole time and you're just like cringing. Like it's kind of that feeling where like you don't feel right after it sometimes. But I think I can do stressful, and awkward for me is like it's awkward. That's obviously that makes sense. So
yeah, no, it's definitely, it's not an awkward show. It's just very tense and thrilling. And there's a lot of things that happen. And I guess I'm used to like watching shows with a slower pace after watching Breaking Bad this year. But
So good.
Yeah. Anyway, have any of you guys watched Killing Eve?
No, I'm looking it up for the first time.
I've heard really good stuff about it.
But I was going to say for episodes, like, how long do they usually last? That's kind of a make.
They're
sometimes
pretty long.
They're long?
Yeah, they're about 45-minute, hour-long episodes, which is a pretty big commitment for me. But it's easy to binge, actually, if you have the time.
And then my next question was going to be, obviously, if it's 45 minutes, like minute show, you can get a lot into there. So do they leave you on cliffhanger a lot of the time, or do you get like a full episode? You kind of get answers to what you need in every episode you get.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so far that there's any real cliffhangers. I mean, yeah. It definitely, something always happens at the end of the episode that makes you want to follow up and watch the next episode and see how the plot's going to continue to develop. But it doesn't necessarily, there hasn't been any hanging moments at the end where I'm like, okay, now I have to watch to complete that part of the story. But
that's fair. And then what else do you have on your list?
I binge watched Lovecraft Country after we got HBO Max, which I actually only downloaded to watch Ad Astra, which I haven't seen. So we watched that too, but that's super old and I sort of hated it.
Brad Pitt, right?
It was the Brad Pitt one where he goes into space, and it's basically just like a father-son story, and I just like really complained to Tim about this. Like, I'm so sick of seeing these father-son stories. Like, he abandoned him and now he's got to go fly into space looking for his father. I'm just like, I feel like this story has been overused and abused.
I will have the same father-son thing as well in my one of the things I watch this week as well. So, but yeah, I never heard of Lovecraft Country. Ad Astra, I know about, like, I watched it, but space movies don't really do it for me that much now. I feel like everyone's kind of the same. You don't get too much differential.
Yeah, that used to really excite me, and I still feel like I'm really into sci-fi themes, and I've definitely seen space movies recently that I enjoyed. It's just that wasn't one of them.
Yeah, I went to the theater to see Gravity too. That was like the last movie I saw my parents in theater was Gravity, because like it's like, oh, you have to see it in theater because all the graphics and all the things.
That's such a different movie though. That is very like isolated movie versus something more sci-fi.
True, I'm just thinking in the general space, I guess.
Feel like Ad Astra wasn't so much a space or sci-fi movie as it was just one very long poem about a son's love for his father. Mm-hmm. And it was beautifully done in that regard. But
so it's like a worse version of Interstellar.
Is it? I've never seen Interstellar either, so no spoilers. Anyway, downloading HBO Max and Ad Astra was the catalyst to watching Lovecraft Country, which was one of the recommended shows on HBO Max. And it was one that I hadn't really heard of, but I really like Jordan Peele's projects. And so I gave it a shot, and it was really different. It's a pretty unique combination of like sci-fi and social and cultural themes, and it's like also a period piece, and there's like fantasy and magic, and it's all over the place, but it was like really well produced, and it's pretty, I don't want to say it's not a super long series, not a super short series, it's right in the middle, but it really kept me hooked the whole way through, except for there was like one episode that was really boring. And when I went online to read the reviews, it seemed like everyone took issue with the same episode. Yeah. But other than that, I really enjoyed the show. I don't know if there's going to be a second season, but it was really interesting. And I felt like it was really refreshing to see something different. And it was pretty much an all black cast doing a sci-fi fantasy show. And it explored like a lot of, I don't know if you guys are into like horror and literature, but it explored a lot of like H.P. Lovecraft's work, and he was like a horror novelist, and a lot of the issues with how his work was very formative for the sci-fi genre, but there were a lot of issues with racism. And so it was kind of interesting to see like a black cast and black writers and directors come in and take ownership of that genre and use it to frame their own story.
No, it's something I want to watch eventually. I just, I know I've heard you have to really pay attention to it, and I just don't have time for that amount of attention.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like it was that much commitment. I feel like Tim sat down and watched a few episodes with me, and it wasn't like a super complex plot to follow.
That's what I heard, is that it was really complicated to follow. So that's why I was like, I got to be in a mindset where I can put everything down and watch.
Right.
All right. Do we have anything else on your list, or that kind of wraps it up for?
No, pretty much just Half Country, Killing Eve. We did rewatch Lord of the Rings recently. So I've been like going back and rewatching a lot of older movies that I haven't watched in a while as we're like going through our streaming services and whittling down what we've watched this year. So
yeah. Well, it'll be good for the main discussion to kind of see where we're all at, like what we're looking forward to in the 2021 year of what's going to come in, to the screen. So I will go next because I actually remember what I watched, and it took me a while, but I did watch Soul. Jordan had that on his draft list, and I did enjoy it. I had no idea what Soul was about until once you kind of get into it, okay, this is what we're doing now. Like, it kind of leads you to think there's a couple ways to do this at the end, like a super sad ending. I don't know how much the trailer shows actually now. I'm not trying to give away spoilers for
not a lot, because when I thought the same thing when I went into it. I'm like, I have no idea where this is going.
Yeah, so I don't want to get into too much detail, but I did enjoy it. It's definitely for adults. It's not for children at all. Right from the get go, I'm like, okay, this is kind of deep. Kind of getting into these theoretical situations for adults more than anything. So I was impressed with it. I liked it a lot. I don't know if it would have made my top 2020 list, but I thought it was still very well done. With the cartoon aspects, was still real situations going. It has a Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse type of animation to it. And then I watched Wonder Woman, and I thought that movie sucked. I did not listen to Tim and Ashlyn review yet, but what I just remembered, I was like, if I was in a movie theater right now, I'd be pissed off, halfway through the movie. I just felt like I was watching something very childish, something very I didn't get the father-son connection between Pedro Pascal and his kid. Some of the storylines just didn't do it for me, where I didn't feel it, I didn't believe it. It just, nothing really impressed me that much.
Yeah, I would say 90% of that movie was unearned, and anything it did get was earned because of the previous movie. Nothing in that movie was built on its own. I listened to Tim and Ashlyn, and I was like, there is everything they're saying is absolutely correct. This movie is hot garbage. But for some reason, I went into it, and I knew that there was a lot of backlash already going into it. So I was like, okay, this is probably going to suck. I've seen a lot of shitty DC movies. And I think for the first hour, I was like, this is not bad. And then it fell apart. And then I think I was just kind of still left on that, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I guess it's different for everyone. I think when you get that mindset, people said this sucked, you might be looking for the sucky things in the movie. So, yeah. I hate going in. I like to go with a clear mindset, but I went with a negative one, and I came out negative on the other side.
Hey, clear eyes, full heart, can't lose, Tim.
Yeah, exactly. Don't football. all right. So, Jordan, you are now up. Those are the my main ones I got.
Okay. I checked out today The History of Swear Words with Nicolas Cage on Netflix. It's kind of cut like one of those old VH1, behind the music, or We Heart the 90s or whatever. But it's goes through the history of the F word, and and it just goes in order of prevalence. Then it goes to shit, and then it goes the D word, and just goes through all of them, the P word, and they're fucking funny. I guess I just said the F word,
you were saying P word, F word, and then you just said and then fuck.
They go into the scientific thing of why people say fuck. And the adrenaline that it brings, and where it came from. But it's full of, it's got, language experts, historians, and it's got comedians. So they're all just kind of throwing in their own thing. So it's a good mix of, here's really what happened, here's why I say it, and just goofy things like why a comedian works it into their act, and kind of what they get from the audience versus, scientifically proven. They did this one skit where, if you put your hand in an ice bucket and you cuss, you're allowed to cuss, you can keep your hand in that ice bucket 50% longer than someone who's not cussing, because that adrenaline push.
Some serious power.
Right. So there's power in swear words. But it's really funny. And if you like Nick Cage, he gives you... He's not in it that much, but as the host, he gives you some classic...
Nicholas Cage. That's not necessarily a name I would see when I'm scrolling through Netflix and think, yeah, I would like to watch this.
Well, I think you think Nick Cage, you think of like Discovery and think, like, I would have come up with the, like, I wish I had Owen's impersonation of Nicolas Cage, but our voice guy, if you didn't know who that was. But yeah, so he would, I think he's fun for it. I would watch with him.
Yeah, I think it's got to be one of these things where it acknowledges that Nick Cage is just a caricature at this point.
Yeah.
And it leans into that hard. So it's not anything serious with him. He's ridiculous. Outside of that, I caught season 3, 2 episodes to go on Cobra Kai. So far, so good. Held up, I think, as good as the other 2 seasons. And that is on Netflix. I don't really think I need to tell anything more about that. People know about it.
Yeah, I think even if we get Owen on soon, which I think like we're due for an Owen episode, I feel like he'll talk about that as well.
God damn it, she doesn't like Nick Cage. Sorry, Owen.
Sorry, Owen.
Time for news.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Okay, so first off in news, we'd like to issue a retraction on our Jack Sparrow funhouse story. That was fake. Tim fell for it, sent it to me. I fell for
that
it.
That was funny.
It was funny as hell, and I was poking so many holes in the podcast about why this didn't make sense, and would you look at that? Okay, so we are sorry we give you fake news.
Sorry about it. That was hilarious. I was cracking up laughing.
If we would have framed it better, but yes, that was definitely worth sharing on the show. Zack Snyder has no plans to continue making any DC movies after the Snyder Cut is released. Thank God. The new trailer for the Star Wars High Republic. This is a trailer for the books and comics and magazines. There is no current movies or magazine or TV shows announced yet. One Night in Miami, new trailer. And then Desert Strike, starring Mike Tyson and the Mountain, trailer. Locked Down trailer on HBO Max, starring Anne Hathaway. And
I don't know his name either. It's
Chiwetel Ejiofor. Ejiofor. I know it. I know I'm close. And then The Office is now on Peacock. Sorry if you fall asleep to The Office on Netflix. It is no longer there. But if you check it out on Peacock, some of the episodes have been lengthened with never-before-seen footage, and some of it is quite enjoyable. Patricia, any of this stand out to you?
I feel like some of the Office footage that I saw that was like bonus features was super lame. And I was like, this is a gimmick.
Which one did you watch? The Matrix one?
No, there was something where it was just like, what's that word for like, it was like ASMR, but it was just like the copy machine or something. And I was like, what is this? This is trash.
Well, I mean, there's a reason that it didn't make the original airing.
True.
Deleted scenes are never really that great. They're just...
The Matrix one was all right.
I definitely liked it. Yeah, especially the end is not how you expect it to go.
Yeah, no, that's it's interesting. But yeah, no, I'm excited for any Office stuff.
Is there anything else on Peacock? Like, we have it at the moment, but is there an incentive to get Peacock?
There are going to be some shows that are coming out there specifically. Outside of that, you should be able to get the full NBC back catalog. So you'll get Parks and Rec, you'll get that. We'll talk about it later, but eventually MacGruber should be on Peacock, so things like that you'll be able to find there.
Nice. Okay. For mine, a couple of them I put in there. The Lockdown trailer looked all right. It's weird because we talked about like a COVID type of movie before. Mm-hmm. That's more based on like putting people in like a crazy state of mind. This is one is based in a pandemic, an art pandemic, and they're bought like Anne Hathaway and this guy are try to steal a diamond after realizing that's like the way out for them kind of thing. So I think it's very interesting to see movies gearing towards being in the pandemic. It's still weird for me. I don't know if people still will enjoy it, even if it's not really about like getting crazy with it.
I think it's still too soon, right? I mean,
yeah,
I think there's definitely a balance of acknowledging that, hey, you know, life's a little different right now. Cause I feel like sometimes when I watch a new show that comes out, I'm like, you're too close. There's too many people. Where's your mask? But yeah. At the same time, I don't really want to watch a bunch of people hunker down in their homes because of like panic.
Yeah, it's still too real.
You so still need a little bit of escapism with some of your stuff.
Exactly, yeah. And then I wanted to ask you, Jordan, about the Star Wars thing. I don't know anything about it. It looked like a cartoon, not my style.
That was just animation to kind of sell the book. So right now, they're kind of gearing up for... They want to start telling stories in another timeline in the Star Wars universe so they can get away from the Skywalker saga. But for right now, this is all books and comic books. So nothing really that most people will digest at this point. There is a rumor that there's going to be a cartoon series coming in this mold. When that happens, I don't know. They did not announce it at the Disney stuff, but I think with the Mandalorian doing as well as it did, I don't know maybe if they'll be in quite as a hurry to abandon that timeline since that's where they kind of put all their eggs.
Yeah, producer Tim really likes the Mandalorian timeline, so I found out that now. And then I wanted to mention that movie with Dedra Strike with Mike Tyson in the Mountain. Looks awful. It might be one of the worst movies in 2021.
I put that in the group, and it is... I couldn't tell if it was a joke or not. Like, and of course, like, in the trailer, not only, like, could they not... Like, Dan Metz put this in the group, and, like, not only could they not cut it so that the action scenes actually looked real or cool, or hide the fact that the acting is horrible, it's almost like they leaned into, like, this is going to be shit, and we hope that you enjoy that. Like, it's yeah, almost like, campy.
I think it's funny that, like, Mike Tyson is, like, boxing in this, like, trailer, yeah. And, like, he's not a very good acting boxer. Like,
no. If I were, not if even I were, anywhere. You could tell he's, like, 6 feet away from the guy throwing punches.
It looks awful. You think a boxer would know how to box on a trailer, but it looks awful. So I think it was funny to mention, at least, that that could be one of the worst ones we see this
season. And the Mountain, obviously, is a massive dude. One, they literally just title him with his full name that nobody can pronounce, but then... They put underneath the Mountain from Game of Thrones. I've never seen a trailer that does that.
I think it's specific.
Yeah, I want to watch a movie with the guy that never spoke a word in the last the thing I know him from.
Yeah, that's that'll be interesting.
Yeah, so nothing else stood out to me.
So yeah, our main discussion tonight is what we're looking forward to. And once again, we are distracted and confused. We didn't really get a good grasp on categories or anything, so we're kind of just going off the cusp a little bit. But I did want to start with the movies on what's coming out in that category. I don't know if we're going to do comedy or anything yet, but I want to ask both of you, do you think you'll be in a movie theater in 2021, or do you think every movie or TV show you watch will be from your own home?
It's unlikely. I mean, there's definitely some stuff that's coming out that I would love to see in a theater, and I'm sure Disney would love for me to see it in a movie theater. So I guess we'll see what happens by December. You know, it's possible.
Yeah. Patricia, would you want to go to a movie theater or this year if like obviously later in the year if the right movie came out for it?
I mean, I enjoy the movie going experience to a degree, but I prefer to watch movies in my home, and if they're going to continue to offer that service, then I'll just pay the full price, the inflated price, to stream it when it releases from the comfort of my living room.
Yeah, no.
Grown accustomed to doing that, and I hope that they continue to do that.
Oh yeah, no, and I agree. Honestly, like, enjoying some of those movies you want to watch right now, there's not a movie that's really sticking out to me that I need to watch in theaters. So right now, like, I'm not even like thinking or wanting to go back to a movie theater anytime soon.
Yeah,
so I only have popcorn in my house and snacks, and I can enjoy my couch and a pillow and blanket with it. Like, why not?
There's just something fun about seeing a massive blockbuster and the energy of an opening night weekend. in a theater. And I think even if we are in a movie theater this year, you're going to have spacing and social distancing still. So it's, you know, all that's going to be lessened. But never say never.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I want to start with you then. Just based on, you said there was movies that you want to watch, like, or maybe entice to see in theater. Mm-hmm. What are some of those movies, so that, or what kind of category does it fall into for you?
I mean, one, you want to see the big blockbusters, right? So I want to see Spider-Man in theaters. So supposedly Spider-Man 3 is coming out this year. We'll see how they get through production, but it's slated, I think, for December. By that point, you know, that seems like a good time to be in a movie theater, and seeing the next Spider-Man movie in theaters seems great. Another one, you know, being Eternals. I mean, I can go through the Marvel list, but that one looks really cool. The cast, the storyline intrigues me. It's something, you know, I just think is going to be an event film, and that's something I want to see. Another one that, you know, is kind of maybe not a blockbuster, but Dune. Anytime you see like a movie by Denis Villeneuve, like, you got to see it on the big screen. He's just, it's just,
we've been talking about Dune forever, though. I feel like I'm bored of it already. I feel like it's been like 2 years. I've like heard so much about Dune, and Dune's awesome. Dune's this.
I don't think you're gonna like it, Tim. I'm putting it out.
I don't
there.
Think so.
You're not gonna
I'm
like
bored
it.
Of it. I don't. Yeah. I almost don't want to watch it because I'm gonna ruin it. Like,
do you ever see Arrival?
That's the with that lady, Amy Adams.
Yes. Did you like it?
I think so.
Okay. Same director. It's gonna be kind of the same vibe, I would guess. It's very slow, very, you know, thought-provoking sci-fi.
Yeah, producer Tim thought Arrival was awesome. I thought it was a good movie. It's in the middle. Like, it's not bad. It's not great, I thought, but different folks for different strokes.
What's that face? You don't like it?
No, it's so good. I can't believe that you're indifferent about Arrival.
I haven't seen Arrival like in 10 years. Well, it feels like. I don't know what year it was from.
It doesn't seem like it's 10
years. Good. I just like didn't think it was awesome. Maybe that's rewatch it again.
So it was like one of those movies where I finished it and then I immediately wanted to go back and rewatch it. And I think I did several times.
It leaves you, yeah.
I just feel like by the time Dune comes out, I'm going to be sick of seeing Timothée Chalamet and everything.
That's fair. Fine.
I'm still going to see Dune, but he's in everything now.
Yeah, he's the new Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson like was in a stretch where he just did all of every movie, and now it's Chalamet's turn.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, but the first two, I agree with you. In turn, like, if there was any movie I'd want to see in theater, it's Spider-Man. And December being the date means it's already going to be pushed back, probably. Who knows? But, and then the Eternals, that cast looks pretty damn awesome.
Right.
So for movies on my good list, I also had, because that was two of my good ones, I had Judas and the Black Messiah, which is with Lakeith Steinfeld and Daniel Kaluuya. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But we talked about that before the trailer coming out, and it was one that I was looking forward to seeing. And I found when it comes out, I think it comes like June, I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to seeing that one. That's on one of my top three or four movies of the year.
Yeah, I think that one's going to be one of those. Anytime you see a movie that I feel is more character-driven, kind of like has that indie film vibe, you know, like that is like Oscar bait, I can watch those at home. I'm so used to watching those at home because I've never gone to the theater to go watch an Oscar bait film. Like, there's just no need.
Yeah.
You don't need the surround sound, the big screen, the vibe in the studio. Like, you just, that's something I feel like you can pop on at home for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not even thinking like theater anymore.
No,
just like,
I know.
Watch general movie. Yeah, just general movie. I want to see that. And then the one big one on my list too, that's more just hits home for me. And it's just like, you know, more of a, I don't know how it's going to go. It's Space Jam, New Legacy, with LeBron James. I just can't wait for it. I mean,
really?
I hope he doesn't ruin Space Jam. Cause like,
oh,
LeBron, I actually like LeBron now. I respect him.
Yeah. But that first movie's not really that good. Like, and Michael Jordan's a horrid. Okay, so putting an asterisk next to it, okay? It's one of those awesome like movies that you're like, this is my childhood, this is comfort food kind of thing. But if you show that to a kid right now, they'd be like, what is this? Or like, you
not
saw this.
True. What?
I don't think it's, I think it's one of those things that's just comfort food and that you love it because you grew up with it and it's great. But like, It's like when I go watch the Goonies now, I'm like, this is stupid. What the fuck is this?
Space Jam is one of my top three TV movies. Like when it's on TV, I keep it on.
That's fair. I said like with an asterisk. Like you have an emotional connection to it.
Like, I can't believe that you slipped in this backhanded Goonies comment.
Yeah.
That was uncalled for.
Hey, I tried. Just why? I don't know.
Jordan's thinking of himself at home. So, Patricia, help him out. What are some of the movies on your list this year that you're looking forward to seeing?
I think the only movie that I was really excited to see, which I don't even know if it counts as a 2021 movie, because it was supposed to be released in the spring of this year.
It counts.
But I wouldn't mind seeing this in the theater, would be A Quiet Place Part 2.
Oh, yes.
And just for the big, quiet, dark ambiance of being in a very tense theater with everyone.
Yes, there's something about watching a horror film in a theater, which I've only done once, and it was a
silent horror film, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's not all going to be silent, but for the most part. And I just really liked the first one a lot. I got really into it. I like watched all the behind the scenes footage, like all the production, the making of the movie, and I can't wait for the second one to come out, and Cillian Murphy's going to be in it, and it looks pretty awesome.
It was funny because you said it was coming out in spring. Like, you could have told me that Quiet Place 2 already happened, like, and it already came out. I felt like we talked about it, like, a while back. I'm like, and I feel like I just missed it, but no, it's coming out soon, so that's pretty cool.
Well, I might have brought it up before. I thought that they were going to release it to streaming and just at an inflated rate, but then they never did. I don't know if there was a discussion around them doing that and they decided against it, but I just felt like it kept getting pushed back, and now it's slated for like April 2021 or something.
Yeah. Well, it's almost here now, I guess, technically. So, yeah, that was on my list too as well. Like I said, you didn't have any other movies. I really want to go quickly through movies I think are going to suck. I have four.
Before you get to that, I got one more. Okay. I do want to see Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is Ghostbusters 4, kind of a soft reboot. But it's got like Paul Rudd and some young actors in it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be good for some reason.
Yeah, I also made a sub, because like, since we're almost wrapping up movies in the sense of it, I put a list of like middle movies where I'm like, like they're movies. I'll enjoy watching them, but they're not good. It was the Minions movie, Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds, Bob Burgers the movie, and Ghostbuster Afterlife.
Oh, wait, so, I have a whole list of movies like this as well.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, I was going to say, I did a bunch of categories, so I don't know what you guys had. So, Patricia, what's like your, you have like a middle category, you said?
Yeah, like my second rate category was like Jordan Peele's Candyman is coming out, and it's going to be a continuation of the previous movie. The French Dispatch, which is going to be the new Wes Anderson movie with an all-star cast. I had Dune on mine and Space Jam, which we already talked about.
Yeah.
This is a controversial pick, but the new Top Gun.
I thought Tim was going to list that.
It's not controversial at all. No.
It's controversial because Tom Cruise is a weirdo.
Loud and proud. Top Gun's going to suck.
I knew it was
I hate Tom Cruise as a human being, but I always end up liking his movies. So.
Yeah. So my bad list was four movies. Top Gun was one of them. Tom and Jerry. Suicide Squad.
You're wrong there.
Oh, wait. But I'm excited for Suicide Squad because Nathan Fillion is going to be in it.
Well, and it's directed by James Gunn, who wrote it, too.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one.
I don't know about Suicide Squad. I feel like they did it wrong the first time.
I think it's a very different vibe.
And then Coming to America, I don't think it'll be good too. I think some of the comedic things they did don't play as well now.
The trailer did not look good.
Yeah, so that's tough. But yeah, Suicide Squad, I probably could have moved. But I saw the picture. I'm like, these characters look like whack.
They're supposed to be like, he's leaning into the outrageousness of it, which was kind of what he did with Guardians, but even a little bit more so here.
Gotcha. So yeah, that's all the movies I have. So any other notable movies, Jordan or Patricia, on your list that's kind of either middle or who knows?
I was kind of going through this. I don't think that anything really stood out to me. I mean, we've talked all the Disney movies to death and all the different Marvel stuff. There's some other stuff that, you know, we'll get to, like, because there's, like, rumored things, like, the next Damien Chazelle movie, like, might be good. But who knows right now? They don't even really have anybody attached, so I kind of have a hard time, like, thinking that that's actually going to come out this year.
Yeah, so I think we can move on to TV shows now, what we're kind of looking forward to. So I will let Patricia start off and see what kind of is exciting her on her list for 2021.
Yeah, I think the one that I'm most excited about is the new Ripley series that's going to feature Andrew Scott. So did you guys ever see the original Talented Mr. Ripley movie or read the books, I guess?
No, I have not.
Nope.
So Talented Mr. Ripley was a movie that came out a while ago with Matt Damon and Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow. And it was a really big movie at the time it came out. Hmm. It's like a psychological thriller. And I really like it. I just rewatched it recently, too. And I think I made Tim watch it because he had never seen it. And it's just like a really interesting storyline. And I didn't realize, because I had never read the books, that it's a whole series of novels. And so they're adapting that into a Showtime show featuring Andrew Scott from Sherlock and the Hot Priest from Fleabag. And so he's just an amazing actor, and he's very, I don't know, like, I feel like he will play this psychological, twisted thriller role very well. I feel like it will suit him.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I looked at the movie came out in 1999. I never knew about it. That's what you were talking about. It sounded like,
yeah, I don't know if you guys know about, the general plot is that it's this guy who gets sent to retrieve this rich man's son in Europe. I think they're in France or Italy or something. And it basically devolves into this thing where he's stealing people's identities and there's murder. And I mean, I don't want to give too much of it away.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I can't believe I've never heard of it because you said the character names, but these are some big wigs. So that's,
yeah, very, I mean, impressive. I think blockbuster movie when it initially came out.
Do you think you need to see the movie to understand the TV show it's going to come out, or do you think it's like doesn't matter?
No, they're going to start from the beginning. Oh, so okay. It's not going to be like a continuation of the show. They're just going to completely redo it. But the thing was, when the movie came out, I believe that was the only movie ever made. So it kind of leaves you uncertain of like what's going to happen at the end, and you don't really know, like you want to know more. And so I'm hoping that the show will tell more of his story.
Yeah, and I think shows can do that. They can make a whole episode about one certain thing too, which always helps out. Jordan, what is your kind of your top dog, or you can say some kind of subcategory that you have for what you're liking for 2021 for TV?
So every time you go on Apple TV right now, they keep putting like Foundation up there in like the top categories as if it's like actually available to watch yet, which it won't be for some time.
Yeah.
This one, we talked about it when the trailer came out, is a book series that I really enjoyed. It's really complex, kind of vintage sci-fi. That's been, it's kind of like a Godfathered storyline that's, you know, different sci-fis have taken from over the years, including Star Wars and other things like that. So the trailer looked really good.
Wait, what was it called?
It's called Foundation.
I don't know if you ever said it. I'm like, I was waiting for like the...
Did I not say it?
I don't think you did.
So is that the name of the series?
The book series is Foundation is the original book. And then I think it's Foundation, and Empire, and then Second Foundation is the trilogy. Very interesting sci-fi storyline that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. And yeah, I couldn't tell if I zoned out if you said Foundation or whatever.
I probably
or
didn't. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm a step ahead of myself.
It was funny. My top one of the year, and I I think it's coming out because I think there was a Disney Plus announcement. Is Atlanta coming back for season 3 with Donald Glover and I can't remember his name, but he's in Eternals now, Paperboy.
Yeah, so it'll still be on FX, but yeah, it's because that Disney is a majority owner of Hulu. That's still kind of something. That yeah. They
so push. Atlanta's awesome. It was like what Dave was with Little Dicky, his show. It's kind of like Atlanta, but in a more cheesier, cornier way. Atlanta's more real and kind of better storylines, better acting. So I love Atlanta. So I'm excited for that to come back. I think it's like close to the end of the year or like kind of middle of the year. But that's awesome.
Yeah, that show keeps getting better and better too every year.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just super talented. I just hope Donald Glover's not pulling himself all over the place because he has so many different projects going on now. But he's super talented and everything he does is awesome. So I'm going to ride Donald Glover, everything he does is cool. So I'll go again because I went last. I'm kind of doing a fake snake draft here. I'm excited for Dexter, end of the year. I forgot when it's coming out in 2021, but I'm excited. It's Dexter. I loved it. Even though with a shitty last year, they got to redeem themselves. I'm looking forward to it.
How are they going to redeem themselves?
I have no clue.
It was so terrible at the end. Yeah. That I put that on the list of revivals that I'm not excited for in 2021.
Are you going to watch it still?
I'm going to watch it still, yeah. But I'm not going to enjoy it.
I think I want to enjoy it so bad. I'm being very half glass full here. Okay. You're right. I don't know how they redeem themselves. So it's going to be an uphill battle. So I hope they find a good killer for the season.
Have they said who it's going to be yet or who they're scouting out?
I did not see that yet, but I'm excited to look
just
that
saw
up
some random article that said that Dexter finally found the villain, blah 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 blah. Who cares? They've said it before.
Yeah. I mean, the Trinity Killer, you can't beat that one. But,
no.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited who they pull out.
There it is. It's Clancy Brown.
Clancy Brown.
Do you know who he's? He's a very famous voice actor. You'd recognize him in a lot of things. I don't know how to describe
it. Oh, yeah. He looks kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He looks pretty creepy. I'm here for it.
Very deep voice.
Yeah, I'm good for it. Back on Dexter. I love it. So, anyone have any comedies on their list?
I mentioned MacGruber earlier that's coming out on Peacock. I think that really lends itself to a nice weekly setup.
I have no idea what MacGruber is, so I can't comment on that.
Oh my gosh, you're shaking your head at me. Tim, what are you doing over there, producer? Get it, fire it up.
MacGruber is great.
Where did it look terrible with me?
MacGruber, I guess you had a... Yeah.
Is it based on... Isn't there a movie called MacGruber?
Yes, yeah. It is. It's based on a series, based on the SNL skit, so it's keeps going. It's absolutely stupid.
Who's in it?
What's his name?
Will Forte.
Oh, okay. I mean, I like Will Forte.
There we go. Who does? Back in. Okay. Patricia, any comedies on your list?
I heard Tina Fey is coming out with a new comedy, which I will probably watch. I don't really know anything else about it.
I think she's a writer on The Mayor. Yeah. She wrote The Mayor, which is one of the ones I am interested to see.
That comes out
this Friday on NBC.
Good. There you go. And WandaVision comes out next week, too.
Yeah, look at that.
So I know that'll probably be on Jordan's list. At least there's something that can be interesting. Jordan, you didn't mention it at all. I don't know if it's on your list. It's Barry season 3. It's coming back.
Well, see, I ended up on an article that was showing me new things and not what's coming back. But yes, Barry would be very high on my list. They left it.
And Ted Lasso.
Yeah, is that coming back in 21, though?
Said 2021, but I could have read a bad list. Who knows?
I don't know. With everything right now, who knows? So,
yes.
Yeah, true. I mean, obviously those two would be very high. Barry is outstanding.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm excited for those, but I don't have any more comedies. I don't know if anyone else had. It sounded like we kind of went through those. So we can kind of move, Jordan, I guess, in the superhero kind of that range, if you have anything that you want to mention.
Yeah, I think obviously we touched on most of them. with the Disney Plus recap. Of the three that are coming out on Disney Plus, that's WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Loki. I think Loki, oh, and then Hawkeye later in 2021. I think Loki is the one that I'm most excited for. Because the character himself, he's just so fun to watch. And
yeah,
I think that's the one that really gets me. I know that WandaVision, I think, is supposed to have the farthest reaching impact on the Marvel Universe. Kind of opening up Doctor Strange and Spider-Man. But Loki's out, I don't know. That one just looks great to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if that's... I didn't go through any of the Marvel ones, because when we just went through it, but it is good to mention some of the ones that do stick out to us still. So Patricia, we can kind of take this anywhere. This is wild card moment. Just kind of mention anything that's kind of on your list now that you even had a category for, or what you see most on your list, or just kind of, you know, general couple you have.
I don't know. Most of the stuff on my list is, like, drama, thriller, genres. I also forgot to mention a movie that I was excited about earlier, which I keep forgetting about because I think that they were supposed to start work on this a while ago. And then I don't hear about it for a long time, and so I keep forgetting it's a thing. But it's called No Sudden Move, and I think it's being put together by HBO Max, and it's going to have like an ensemble cast of Don Cheadle, Benicio del Toro, David Harbour, John Hamm, Ray Liotta, Brendan Fraser. It's got a ton of people in it. And
it sounds like a Quiet Place. Like it says, No Sudden Movement to Quiet Place was your kind of your style.
Yeah.
I think you brought this up last time you were on because...
I did, because I was excited that Brendan Fraser was going to be doing a new movie. But I think it is actually supposed to be released next year. But I don't know if they've announced when. But anyway, yeah. It's... The film set in Detroit centers on a group of criminals who are hired to steal something and things go awry and some shenanigans ensue. So I'm always excited for movies like that. And I'm mostly excited just to see, like, I mean, this is an all-star cast, so it's definitely going to be a must watch. But I wanted to bring that up because I keep forgetting about it because it keeps slipping through the cracks because no one's talking about it.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I think I'm throwing my list. I didn't have too many TV shows. I had way more movies that I enjoyed or I want to see, which is kind of the opposite of what I was thinking, because it seemed like we were kind of in a dead time of movies or anything good coming out. But my TV show list is pretty small, might be because of my research, but my movie list is way higher up as of now. Jordan, will that change?
I mean, it's so weird because, I mean, obviously we don't have trailers on a lot of these things. So by the time we are, in a weird spot, right? Because most of the stuff should have come out last year. So we kind of were hyped about it, but then we're like, I thought this was already out already, like you've said three times today. So, yeah, I think just the movies are going to naturally draw your attention because they get more money behind, you know, their advertising. Yeah. There's going to be some shows you like. We'll get some word of mouth. You never thought you'd like Auntie Donna. Never even knew it was coming.
Well, no, I love that comedy though. That's like my style of comedy. Like the one I need to see now is Nathan For You, because there's a couple of shows that's on my list that I want to watch is Nathan For You and Rami on Hulu. I still want to see that. I've heard really good things about that. That's kind of entering its third season now.
Nathan For You is great. What was the other one I recommended? I Think You Should Leave. That's the one that's on Netflix.
Tim Robinson.
Yeah.
Tim. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's the same kind of. Yeah, I like it. So I'm done with my list. You guys can rattle some off now if you have any more TV shows you want to.
So, Patricia, there was one that I don't know if you saw because it's not on your list, but it's called The Watch, and it's coming out on BBC America. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I didn't see what's on your list, but I've never heard of it. It
is inspired by Terry Pratchett's beloved Discworld novel.
What? Oh, I did hear about this.
There you go.
Okay. I don't know who's in it, though. So do you have any details on it?
There's a trailer. I will share it with you. I did not watch it because I found it. And then, like, in the middle of our recording, and I was like, this is for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. The last one that they did, I mean, they did Terry Pratchett's Good Omens. and they did a really good job with that, and they had a lot of good actors sign on to participate in that project. So I'm excited to see what they do with another Terry Pratchett project.
I didn't realize Good Omens was Terry Pratchett.
Yeah, it's Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. I don't know how you say his name. He does American Gods and things like that. But him and Terry Pratchett co-wrote the book Good Omens. And it's kind of like it's like a biblical satire about the apocalypse.
Ugh. Yeah, I've seen the trailers. Yeah.
It's a comedy.
So. Yeah. It looks interesting. I thought about trying it, but then didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, I think for Americans, it might feel a little bit campy, but I think that that's just the style that they went with, and that's how a lot of these British sort of sci-fi series seem to unfold.
Hmm.
It's not usually a lot of fancy effects, and they're not going for realistic effects. I feel like they go more for like quirky, campy things. So,
because we just watched what's it called, His Dark Materials, which was, it's on HBO, but I think it's also in conjunction with BBC, and it kind of does have
I feel like
His Dark Materials
is sort of one of the more American style productions that BBC has done with their sort of sci-fi fantasy series.
Yeah. Once I started talking through it, I'm like, yeah, I backed myself into a corner. This is not accurate.
Have you finished both seasons of His Dark Materials?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you like it?
I thought this season fizzled really fast.
Like a no. Yeah, I don't know. I had a problem with the first season. I got really excited when it came out, and I had read all the books when I was younger, and I was a really big fan. And I had seen the first movie attempt that they did that people were basically outraged with, which I still don't really understand why. I mean, I kind of liked the movie that they came out with. I didn't really have a big problem with it. But anyway, that's why they decided to remake this into the series, and they had a bunch of people sign on, and it was a bigger deal. But I just felt like it was a little bit slow.
Yeah.
And
especially the last like two seasons or episodes. They were just
the first and last two seasons of the show. I feel like they had a lot of good potential. Like they had so many good actors sign on, and
except for Lin-Manuel Miranda, who can write the shit out of music, but is a terrible actor.
Yeah, I was excited just to see him in something, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, I really liked him in the new Mary Poppins.
Well, that's probably more his speed. He was playing like a legit cowboy and it was just not a good casting.
Episodes he was in, yeah. Just a little bit questionable, but I don't know where we were going with this.
Well, I took you off a tangent.
We're at our notable section right now because I'm out of TV shows. Jordan tried to lead you down a BBC range, so
baiting me with all these BBC.
I'm sorry. So the last thing I'll just throw out there, just to mention, is technically the Lord of the Rings TV series that's been talked about for years is supposed to be coming out this year. It's supposed to be a prequel, I think, following Aragorn. So we'll see if that comes out on Amazon or not. There's some doubts that it'll make it because of COVID.
That makes sense. Patricia, any notables for you before we get on the trivia?
I was really interested to hear more about like what they're going to try to do with the Lord of the Rings series. And also, they're supposed to try to attempt a Parasite series with Mark Ruffalo. I really have no idea what that would even look like, though. It's hard for me to imagine what a Parasite series
would You're a big be. Ruffalo, Mark Ruffalo, aren't you?
I am, right? But also, Parasite was a Korean film, and why are they casting Mark Ruffalo in a Parasite series? Then so I'm just, like, really confused where they're trying to go with this.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, we don't have time to get into all of that.
Yeah. But that was something that sort of is on my radar, but I don't really know what's going on with it. So I'll be following it and curious to see what happens. And I think there's a couple of things that I'm curious to see how different series conclude in 2021, which I hope that they get around to releasing some of the final seasons of some of these shows, like Handmaid's Tale. They put off the final season release this year, so we didn't get the final season. Stranger Things. Stuff like that. We're supposed to get another Peaky Blinders season. So,
is Stranger Things 4 the last season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the last season.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Like, yeah, you can't make a show go on too long, and like, you just got to end it the right way. So I think four seasons was good for that.
Yeah, I think they had sort of planned out what they were going to do with the narrative the whole time. So there wasn't really a plan to prolong it.
That seems fair. So, all right, I think, are we ready? Mm-hmm. We're moving on to trivia. Okay, here we go. So a lot of these movies and TV shows are coming out in 2021, but our trivia game is guessing the year of certain movies that came out in year. So I'm giving you three movies. You should be able to guess a somewhat decent year. So there's four of them, so you're each going to get two. Then we go on to our trivia, or our kind of guess the number kind of trivia if we are still tied.
Guess the number.
So who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
All right, Patricia, you're three. So you're getting three movies, then you got to guess the year that these movies came out. And just 1 year, not like 3 years.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
So it's year. So guess the 1 year. So it's
the year I'm for
Bridesmaids, Limitless, and Just Go With It. What year did those three movies come out?
2012.
That is incorrect. Jordan, you want to try to steal? I don't know if I'm doing a steals yet, but
2010.
Right in the middle, guys. 2011.
Damn. Oh, very, I'm surprised I got it.
That was very close, Patricia. All right, Jordan, your next, your three will be Speed, Pulp Fiction, and Dumb and Dumber.
I don't know. '95.
All right, that's incorrect. Yeah. Patricia, you get a chance to steal.
98.
The answer is 94. Join your. So you guys are both 1 year off of your original guess, 1 year over. So you're still tied. So, Patricia, yours is two. Oh, I almost said the answer.
2000 something.
2000 era now. Fuck. All right, doesn't matter. It's okay. I'll just read my notes. First one is My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Second one is Mr. Deeds. And third one is Harry Potter 2 Chamber of Secrets. What year did those three movies come out?
2002.
That is the correct answer. Nice. Very well done.
Yep. Very good guess.
Did Jordan, were you going to guess that?
I was going to say 2003. Okay. So it was.
Yeah.
I was off.
So obviously, if she said three, you might go down to two. Who knows? So, Jordan, you got to get this to stay alive. These are your three movies: Zoolander 2, Pop Star Never Stop Popping, and Pandemic. Jordan is a big fan of Pop Star Never Stop Popping, so maybe he knows.
2017.
That is incorrect. Patricia, you want to steal just for funsies?
It's 2016.
That is correct.
Damn it.
Jordan is corrupt again. And I will do the tiebreaker question because it is.
I've been off by 1 year on all.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible game. You guys are pretty close. So I say it's a fair game. So the tiebreaker question would have been, according to binge mode, how long would it take to binge? How many hours would it take to binge Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No. How did that put me in any sort of like.
So, Patricia, I'll let you guess first. How many hours would it take to
binge watch? Just Buffy the Vampire Slayer or all the offshoot series as well?
Oh, God. I don't know. Probably not the offshoot. Just the one show.
120 hours.
Very close. Jordan, how do you want to guess?
I'm going to go over.
All right. Very good. The answer is 144 hours. It'll take you 6 days to binge all of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's worth it.
So, okay, shout outs. Patricia, get a couple.
Ooh, shout outs.
Yeah. Jordan tries to make up rules on who you can only shout out, but.
Who do you guys shout out?
You're supposed to shout out like the guest. Shout out to the guest only. Wait, Jordan, I forgot the rule. So we're supposed to shout out Patricia now?
No, only Patricia gets shout outs. I mean, me and you are on every week. Like, we don't need
shout
to
out
be, like,
Elijah Wood for being a terrible Frodo Baggins. Fight me on that.
Yeah. That's fair.
Just here to stir up controversy, you guys.
Love it. Shout out Top Gun for sucking. I'm glad we same thought on that. All right, so like we say every episode, bye.
You didn't even shout out Brie Larson.
Bye.
Shout out Brie Larson.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Lord, I'm confused. Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.